talk about the birthday of the trees. Let's not talk about me anymore.
Okay, it's just been a very abundant, a very abundant time. And
so what are we supposed to do on Tu Bishvat?
Plant trees, have a Tu Bishvat Seder.
Really?
Last night I went with 9th Street, the little art group, to do a walkabout in near Patterson Park. We had a Seder outside. Today we've had ceremonies at King David Victory Park, the junior primary, where each child has an induction in their grade one and has a tree planted in their name in Israel, which is just a beautiful symbol. And then we had a speaker. I just would love to just tell you what the beautiful activities from the Walter Sisulu Environmental Center spoke at the high school.
Oh, how wonderful.
Then the Shinshiniot have done huge work. These are the girls who come to South Africa for a year through the Jewish Agency and also now through the JNF.
Okay, but all the lovely things that none of us are going to experience, and we can't go through all the speeches. So let's just kick it up a notch.
Right.
What are we meant to do on Tu Bishvat? I mean, you say plant trees.
Yeah.
But I'm working today. So what else can I do?
So you can do it, you know, you can do it, we can virtually do it through us. You can, JNF uses the whole week as a Tu Bishvat week. So, you know, you can plant trees any time you want.
Is there a preference to what kind of trees you plant? So, for example, we're in Africa, right? A lot of people use fruit trees as a source of food.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that's one of your things, that when the JNF plants trees in townships, that's what you do, is that you often plant fruit trees.
Yeah, so Walter Sisulu in the Mamelodi area, Food and Trees for Africa, I consulted with them to ask what trees, two sources. Yoni Kowenski, who's now on our JNF volunteer committee, suggested moringa trees, and he's got a whole project on Linksfield Ridge, which, by the way, if people want to plant because of the rain yesterday, they're welcome to come on Sunday to a tree planting on Linksfield Ridge. But Emily Jones, who will also be speaking at Yeshiva College this Thursday, and she runs Food and Trees for Africa, which is also a JNF project, suggested shade trees and fruit trees. So we try for indigenous moringa and fruit and shade. That's the ideal. Today they planted speckboom at Victory Park.
Wonderful. I don't know if speckboom. What's going to happen? I mean, if you drive down, it's Glenhove and it's also 11th Avenue. Mm. There are all these orange signs that have been plucked on these trees. They've been stapled in, and it's got PS. Yeah. It's about the shot borers, and all of those trees have to come down.
Yeah, we've got a huge challenge.
Talking about trees that have to come down, when I was last in Israel, that went up that beautiful road to Jerusalem, you see all the forests that they've built since, and it's beautiful, and somebody told me, no, they're all the wrong trees. They've all got to come down. That what you know now is not what you knew then, and apparently the JNF just went out and fully planted the complete wrong trees, Kathy.
What do you mean?
Apparently they are just wrong. They take too much water, indigenous.
But they drained the swamps. Those are all swamp areas. They had to drain them.
Accepting that the Jerusalem hills were never swamps. That's the thing.
Well, let's remember too that there is something called climate change, and things, our elements have shifted as well. I can't vouch for exactly which trees the cacao kering kering planted in those years, which would probably been before 48, actually. And that's a long, I mean, we're talking before the State of Israel, and we're talking people who donated probably from Europe and probably perished in the Holocaust.
I actually just remember, I've got it on my wall, my late Borba and Zeta, my grandparents from my father's side, every birthday used to buy me trees in Israel.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that something? And then you go to this little...
And then I wanted to know where the trees were, and they couldn't tell me.
Well, of course
I wanted my tree with my name on it.
Well, these days you can actually... We do huge numbers of trees, but by area now. If you want large numbers, it's like 5 dunam.
There you go.
That's for Simon.
The way to do it. I like that.
From two trees all the way up.
Are we still planting trees? Is trees still a big thing in the modern high-tech economy that is Israel today?
Certainly. I mean, that's what is also so fascinating with such a tech-savvy country, that we're still doing things which are very...
grounded.
The word sensory motor. You're using your hands. You're putting your hands in the earth. You're connecting.
But we need that. It's a balance.
Yeah, and also your experience of sending a little of your neshama through the tree into Israel's earth. You make a special connection.
So you know the saying, yeah. It's a Native American, plant a tree today in whose shade you will never sit.
Yeah.
There's a principle.
Beautiful.
Behind that. So do it.
Yeah, it's
plant a tree today in whose shade you will never sit. Thank you very, very much. Bentley Price. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
It's been lovely chatting. I'm sorry that we got so very, very distracted. We've got to go to news.
Good.
But thank
good
you very news. Much. You want to good. Get hold of the JNF? What's the website? JNF SA.
Or call us 645-2579.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That's Bev Price. She is the education officer from the JNF, the Keren Kayemet Israel. Go and plant some trees.